Hello and welcome to Road Safety, a Global Issue, the podcast that focuses on road safety from the city perspective. I am your host, Jordi Bosclà, and this podcast was brought to you by ACROS, the Global Alliance of Cities for Road Safety. In each episode, we go visit one of our member cities to learn their strategies on road safety. This time, we'll take you to Kampala in Uganda to interview His Worship Lord Mayor Erias Lukwago. Erias has been leading the capital of Uganda since 2011, and during his terms, he has taken Kampala from a city with no transport regulations to a city with a road safety strategy in place. Marcela discusses with him the Boda Boda system, the challenges with the transport planning, and the upcoming multimodal transport plan, amongst other things. We hope you enjoy the conversation.
I am doing a series of conversations with the UN Habitat team, with the Global Alliance for Road Safety. And we are delighted to hear your experience, your insights about road safety in Kampala. And so for those who are listening, but who may not have visited your city, could you describe us what Kampala is like? In a few sentences.
Well, Kampala is the capital city of Uganda within the East African region. And it's a city which has been in existence since the colonial days. Unfortunately, we have had serious issues with the planning of the city to transform it into a functional metropolis. And it's a huge challenge that brings into issue the question of road safety, because as we speak today, we are still grappling with the issue of transforming Kampala into a functional city with a robust infrastructure, with a well-planned settlement, neighborhood planning, issues to do with the modern transport systems, and so on and so forth. And that is the biggest challenge we are confronted with right now. As we speak today, the biggest mode of transport here is what we call border system. And if you were to look at the New Oxford Dictionary, there's that word border now. It's incorporated within the system. And it is derived from the type of public transport we have here in Kampala of passengers. I mean, road users using motorcycles as the basic means of transport to commute from their places of residence to work, and vice versa. And if you visited Kampala, you will see a hodgepodge of all sorts of motorcycles roaming all over our city roads. And that's a very, very, very big challenge. We are yet to develop a robust mass public transport system. So, and that has created the dynamics regarding road safety we are confronted with right now.
So you speak about Boda Bodas. I'm wondering if there was something else, if there was one thing you could change in Kampala to improve road safety, what would that be?
Well, everything starts with the planning. Right now we have in the pipeline the multimodal transport plan. If there is one thing I would like to change to improve on mobility in Kampala, it would be about creating a robust transport system in Kampala, functional modern transport system in Kampala, so that we fix the issue of mobility in Kampala and ease traffic on our roads.
Lord Mayor, I hear that you're very passionate about this topic of road safety. Can you tell us where that passion comes from? How do you connect with this topic that is so complex and at the same time so important?
Well, it springs from the challenges we are confronted with today. The fatalities, the road crashes we are witnessing in Kampala, those which are captured in our reports, tell volume about what is going on in the city here. For example, in the reports we have produced in the last 3 to 4 years, the trend is really worrying. In 2020, we lost 236 people in road fatalities. And if you are to go by the universal scale, the international scale, 12 persons out of 100,000 people were lost during that period. In the report that we produced with the support from Bloomberg Philanthropies initiatives on road safety. And that is very, very high. The rate of fatalities is very, very high. And the recent report, the report we produced again subsequent to that, the numbers increased to 419 in 2021. And as we talk right now, the fatalities stand at 425 persons we lose in fatalities. And these are just conservative figures going by our capacities to generate data from all these places we have, because there are those incidents which are not reported to us, and eventually they are not captured in our data. But from the data we captured, we recorded 12 persons out of 100,000 in 2021, and a slight drop, just a slight drop to 11.6, more or less the same figure, 12 persons out of 100,000, which is rather very, very high.
And what are some of the measures that you are planning to undertake? What are some of those policies or programs you're excited about that will help to tackle this problem?
One, we need to deal with the structural issues, structural challenges. As a country, we phased out the lead agents, and this is critical because when we amended the traffic and road safety law in 2019-2020, these agents, the lead agents, the road safety council was abolished, was outlawed, was phased out. Right now, holistically speaking, the countrywide, we at a national level, we do not have a lead agency, and we're still pushing the central government to create a lead agency to deal with this particular challenge, which would come out with the programs, with the plans that would cascade down to the cities, to the districts and lower entities. That is at a national level. We are still pushing for the reintroduction, the reestablishment of that lead agency, the National Road Safety Council. But locally here at the city, we want to fix the infrastructure challenge, because we have a problem with the brokenness of the infrastructure in Kampala. Because if you are to look at the statistics, the total road network in Kampala is 2,110 kilometers. But what is paved is less than a half. To be exact, it is 654 kilometers, less than a half of the entire road network. That comes with its complexities in terms of road safety management, because when you have most of the roads, Slippery, Yamaram, they are not motorable. And even the paved patches, they are not in good and motorable condition. So we are pushing the central government to bankroll our programs of financing the infrastructure development in Kampala. Of course, we have gotten support from the Africa Development Bank. We have also gotten support from the World Bank and the Great Kampala Metropolitan Area and Kampala Institution and Infrastructure Development Projects, a number of projects that have been initiated. And we are doing our best to ensure that we optimally utilize the resources given to us by those international agencies to be able to fix this problem. And it's critical. And we are appealing to the central government to treat it as a priority to fix infrastructure, the infrastructure problem in Kampala. The other thing is about adopting the universally accepted approach. That is the safe systems approach. And of course, that feeds into the issue which I've already said of fixing the infrastructure challenge in Kampala and in the country at large. So we are so much concerned. Personally, as the political head of the city, I'm so much focused on the issue of adopting the safe systems approach. It's the way to go. Universally accepted. It's a practice worldwide, which is recommended for fixing carnage, road crashes and carnage on our roads. The last thing is also administrative, because we are supposed to put in place the a road safety committee and also develop a road safety unit within KCCA. So we are working around the clock to ensure that we have those units in place. The road safety unit in Kampala, at least we got some funds from ABB, and also the road safety committee to oversee all these programs, including mass campaign, including outreach programs, and all these other things we need to do. We need to put place this institution, I mean this committee in place. So we are doing our best, and from the policy agenda that we have set for the next financial year, our target is that this should be in place by the end of the first quarter of this financial year, 2024-2025. We must have that committee in place to oversee all these programs and activities.
And those are big undertakings, of course. From your experience, how do you encourage partnerships, cross-sector, cross-stakeholder partnerships, for instance, private-public partnerships? You speak about international agencies obviously supporting, national governments supporting, but I'm wondering if there are other opportunities you see for greater partnership.
What is critical in all this is to institutionalize road safety programs and campaigns. It's important, it's vital, so that we have both vertical and horizontal networks, because we can have city-to-city engagements and collaborations, and also at a local level, for us who are in sub-national governments, we have, for example, the Metropolitan Kampala, but we lack a collaboration mechanism to bring together all these entities, the neighboring districts like Wachiso, Mukono, PG, and whatnot. At that level, we must have that framework. And I'm doing my best to spearhead this process and program of creating that platform for the Metropolitan Kampala. Because you'll find, like I've mentioned, the border operations, they are within Kampala. And sometimes, I mean, in most cases, they cross over to the neighboring districts. So we need a collaborative mechanism we have with our sister entities within other districts in the region, the metropolitan area. But at a vertical level, with the national, with coordination at a national level, we need, and I've presented this, I've impressed it upon the central government to create a multi-sectoral collaboration, starting with the creation of the lead agency, because it's that lead agency that can connect us at a national level so that there is coordination and the collaboration between these entities like KCCA and the Ministry of Works and Transport, planning, and so on and so forth. So we need that multi-sectoral collaboration and engagement. And also, courtesy of Bloomberg Philanthropies initiatives, also we are members of the global family of road safety, and this helps us to benchmark good practices from different jurisdictions, different entities at different levels, and we really appreciate this, the support given to us by Bloomberg Philanthropies initiatives to get integrated within the global family to deal with this particular challenge.
Yeah, and these networks are really crucial, right? I mean, Kampala is also part of the Global Alliance of Cities for Road Safety, which is the program that we're part of. And a lot of other African cities are part of this network. I'm wondering if you can share some thoughts on what, in your view, are the most important interventions you see for other African cities to improve road safety as well.
Like earlier on, I observed the need to adopt the safe systems approach. I think most cities in Africa have not paid great attention to this, and it's important. The safe systems approach, we tend to be reactionary. We tend to heap blame on road users. But have we executed our obligation as leaders, the city mayor, the national governments, local government leaders, all these entities? It's vital, it's important that we pay attention to the safe systems approach. If we integrated that into our planning system, we would solve lots of problems related to road safety. The second thing is about the multimodal transport plan. Like I said, if you ask me, and it's very shameful, what is the predominant mode of transport in Kampala? I'll tell you, it pains me to tell you that it's the boda-boda system we have. And if you were to speak of motorized transport, for example, it's largely matatus, we call them matatus, the 14-seater minibuses. We do not have mass public transport in most of African cities. And it's important to have mass public transport factored into the road safety network and also considered by the Global Alliance on Road Safety to see how cities can be helped to develop those integrated transport, multimodal transport systems. Finally, I have a lot of passion for non-motorized transport. It's vital, it's important. In Kampala here, we opened up a corridor here in the Central Business District, and it has helped us a great deal in dealing with the issues of road crashes and so on. Initially, there were misgivings about this. There were mixed reactions from members of the public. But I'm glad our people, our clients in the city are embracing the idea of non-motorized transport. We need to, in our planning systems, we need to integrate that particular aspect of non-motorized transport. I've seen it work out in other cities, and I'm so passionate about it. We want to roll it out to different parts of the city, but we started with NMT here, of course, with the support from Brumbaga Philanthropies initiatives for on road safety, and of course, other development partners who have supported us, and we appreciate it very, very much. Also, what is also critical is to have data in place, to be informed. And this is where we are profoundly grateful to Brumbaga family, the Brumbaga family, for helping us, assisting us, first and foremost, to prepare a strategy that is helping, that is guiding our development agenda in this particular area, but also to help us keep tabs on what is going on with the city, so that we have the figures, facts and figures to guide us how to in all the trajectories we are taking.
So your point about NMT is very interesting. And because other cities are also trying to promote NMT, what would be your key two lessons from implementing the NMT corridor in Kampala?
With the issue of global warming and also with all the targets we have, for example, in Kampala here to reduce on our emissions, we are, I think, shooting two birds with one stone. In addition to reducing on the road crashes and carnage fatalities on our roads, we also mitigating on the excesses of gaseous, carbon emissions. It is helping us so much because Kampala is highly motorized, just like any other African cities, highly motorized. And when you have that kind of situations, the emissions you are getting from these vehicles, and most of the vehicles we have in Kampala are secondhand, imported from Japan, with these gasolas we are having, they emit a lot of carbon, a lot of noxious chemicals in our air, and they pollute our environment. So from our experience, when we introduced the idea of non-motorized transport here, surprisingly, the figures we are getting, the statistics, the data we are getting from our air quality monitoring units, they are quite promising. They are positive that at least there is some reduction on the emissions we are polluting. From the pollutants we are having, the particulate matter we are having within our space here in the city. So Non-motorized transport from our experience has helped us to shoot two birds with one stone, reducing on the emissions as well as addressing the question of road fatalities and crashes.
That's really useful. Thank you. Road safety is one of those topics that everybody knows is really important, but sometimes it's difficult to communicate how urgent it is. What would be your message to other leaders in cities of the Global South in particular to continue to address road safety and to continue to implement measures to create safer streets?
Well, Global South is still plagued with the question of planning. You see, this critical element has eroded us so much. Most of these cities are not well planned. You find neighborhood planning not well addressed. And in most cases, when we are developing or transforming our cities, we rarely pay attention to the question of traffic management. And we, in the end, get congestions. And that comes with the danger of road crashes. So my appeal to the national governments generally, not the local leaders, but the national governments, to focus so much on the issue of planning our cities. Neighborhood planning, transport, that is mass public transport, and also remittances, which in most cases do not come on time, and they are very limited to subnational governments to be able to implement the programs we have adopted. It's vital, instead of just relegating it to the donor community. I'll speak for my city, for example, even gathering data to be able to understand what's going on our roads here. We have to ask Bloomberger to help us. They helped us to prepare a strategic plan. They helped us to prepare, they are helping us to prepare annual reports. So, you know, it becomes too much. This would be ordinarily the obligation of the national government to give us this funding to be able to implement our programs concerning road safety. But right now, that is a very, very big challenge. In a nutshell, the message is, let us institutionalize road safety in all our subnational governments with the assistance of the central government.
And what would you say to the general public? How do you normally communicate with residents of Kampala, for instance? How do you make a call to action to people who live in your city and potentially people who live in other cities of the Global South?
Behavior change and mindset change. It's critical. And in all our messages through mass media campaign, we emphasize that responsible behavior on the part of road users. You see, careless driving, reckless driving, these distractions they are getting. You find the people, you are on the road, you are at the same time communicating on phone, and we have this problem of drink driving. It's a very serious problem in Kampala here, drink driving, and also reckless and careless driving. So our appeal to road users, first and foremost, to think about their lives, the road users, to think about, before you even think about the lives of the third parties, other road users, to take care of your life. It's important, it's like committing suicide. There are people who you see recklessly using our roads and they are like committing suicide. So we try to impress it upon themselves that, look here, take care of yourself first and foremost, before you even care about others. We use so much of the mass media, as KCC, our department in charge of this, our team headed by the by Madame Narumas and the other committed leaders here. We do our best to pass on this message, to disseminate it to the road users, to members of the public, to behave in a responsible manner when they are using our roads. But that does not mean we absolve ourselves. No, rather we abdicate our duty of adopting a safe systems approach, because safe systems approach puts into consideration the fact that maybe the road users may not be responsible enough. But for us, the responsibility starts with us, the entities in charge of managing road safety on our roads.
Lord Mayor, thank you. This has been really insightful. We appreciate your time, your generosity, and we wish you all the best with all your incredible work in Kampala. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us again. If you wish to learn more about Kampala and its road safety strategy, you can check them out at the ACROS website in the newly developed Resources Hub. We hope to see you again in our next episode. Goodbye.